We researched many candidates, and we brought four strong individuals to Hallis Hall for interviews, and Ryan Pace stood out to be the best. Let me articulate a few reasons why. He has the intelligence, the passion, the integrity, high character, and toughness to be a strong leader and to make an immediate and lasting impact. He has a clear vision and a plan to build a championship team. He was an integral part of a consistently winning organization in New Orleans, and he learned the value of hard work, enjoying his job, and the importance of being a team, so that every employee not only bought in to his vision, but knows that their contribution to success matters. Ryan is an excellent talent evaluator. He also knows not only the attributes of a successful head coach, but he also knows the importance of a strong general manager-head coach relationship, which is critical to success in the NFL. He also accepts the immense responsibility and the opportunity to find the right head coach for the Bears. Ryan is going to oversee the entire football operations. He's going to report directly to me, and the head coach will report directly to Ryan. There's a lot of work to be done here. The head coach search, as you know, is underway, and less than an hour after Ryan signed his contract yesterday, he was already leading the interview that we had with Todd Bowles. For future interviews, George McCaskey, Ernie Accorsi, and I will be involved. And with that, I want to say that it's an honor and a pleasure to introduce the sixth general manager in Chicago Bears history, Ryan Pace.
First off, guys, I'd really like to thank the McCaskey family, Ted Phillips, and Ernie Accorsi in giving me the opportunity to be the general manager of this historic franchise. I'd like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Tom Benson, Mickey Loomis, and Sean Payton for all the things they've done to get me to this point here today. Finally, my wife, Stephanie, my daughter, Carden, who are with us here today. Anyone who's worked in our industry knows there's a lot of long hours, there's a lot of time away from home, and I appreciate the sacrifices they've made throughout these years. I'm extremely excited for this opportunity. I embrace the challenge of being one of 32 general managers in the NFL. Our plan will start being put into place to get the Chicago Bears back to sustained success the city deserves. The first order of business is to hire the right head coach to lead us to championships. Right now, that's the most critical thing I'm doing. I'm not going to get into specific candidates today, but I can assure you I understand the importance of this decision. I've witnessed this firsthand in New Orleans in Sean Payton and how that was the spark that got the Saints headed in the right direction. Today is not a day to discuss individual players, but I want you to know that our roster will be thoroughly evaluated. That will be a critical first step in us making the right offseason plan and decisions. We'll be a team that looks at every single avenue in improving our roster. We'll be aggressive in our approach. But I understand the Bears, for the Bears to have sustained success, we must build through the draft. A recipe to winning Super Bowls is stringing successful drafts together again and again. We are not just collecting athletes, we are acquiring football players that fit the Chicago Bears. There will be a major emphasis on character, toughness, instincts, and intelligence. Guys, it's all about winning games, and that's what I'm here to do. Every decision we make goes back to what's best for this organization. It's as simple as that. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, we have microphones on both sides.
When I think about my experiences in New Orleans, that's the thing I benefited from the most. We had a 3-13 season in 2005, Hurricane Katrina. We immediately rebounded to playing in the NFC Championship the next year. So how did that process start? It started when Mickey Loomis hired Sean Payton, so hiring the right head coach. We developed an organizational philosophy right then and there on the players that we wanted to acquire, and that the whole building was on the same page. Everything was focused on winning games. Everybody dropped their egos, and the rest is history.
Ryan, coming from the schemes and so forth that you had in New Orleans, are you looking for a coach who runs a particular offensive or defensive scheme, like a 3-4?
That's a good question. I'm looking – it doesn't matter if it's an offensive coach, if it's a defensive coach, if it's 3-4 or if it's 4-3. I'm looking for the best head coach that has the traits we're looking for. That's confidence, charisma, discipline, leadership, those type of things. The best man for the job. So whether it's a defensive coach, whether it's a 3-4 coach, a 4-3 coach, offense, it's just the best man for the job. I've seen, think about New Orleans. In 2005, we came into that season when Sean got there in 06, and everybody thought this is a massive rebuild. This team has been decimated. And we quickly put together a team to go to the NFC Championship that very next year. But then if you think about it, the next 2 years, we were continuing to build, continuing to progress. So 2007, progressing. 2008, progressing. 2009, we won a Super Bowl. So the most important thing is that we have a progressive plan, and we're improving.
I know it's a little hard to change a front office this time of year, but as you look at this organization going forward, will you look at structural changes underneath you?
Those are all things I'm evaluating. To be fair, I have to get to know the people in this building. There are good people in this building. There's good people on this roster. The first step for me is evaluating the roster, evaluating the staff here before I make those decisions.
Young guy, what makes this the right time for you to ascend to this position, and what makes the Bears the right organization for you to do that?
Like I said earlier, I was in a good situation in New Orleans. I work with great people there, a good environment. So I wasn't one of those guys that was just looking at to jump to the next job. This was a very thorough and calculated decision by me and my family. And that's because this is a historic franchise that desperately wants to win, and they're willing to do whatever it takes for that to happen. And I want to be leading that charge.
Ryan, as you examined the Bears from the outside and before the interview, did you have a sense of why things haven't been better here in recent years?
No, again, I'm still evaluating the roster. I really want to get down to the details, you know. But again, it starts with hiring the right head coach. That's the number one. There's a progressive plan in place. For me, that my entire focus right now is the right head coach, evaluating the roster, off-season plan.
You said, Ryan, you don't want to get specific with the candidates. Have you scheduled any interviews since you got the job yesterday? Any additional interviews? Has anything been set yet?
Yes. The answer to that is yes.
Ryan, in addition to whatever good people you find to stay here, do you have a short list or a ready list of talent that you hope to be able to bring on, whether it's scouting or maybe additional coaching or anything like that?
I have a list of coaches that all blend together with Ted, George, and Ernie. So I have a list of coaches. I also, you know, there's staff members I've worked with that I value. But again, it's fair and it's right that I evaluate the current staff here.
Ryan, you mentioned Katrina earlier. There was obviously the unfortunate Bountygate situation in New Orleans. Those were unforeseen circumstances that affected your football team. How did that adversity form the way that you've chosen to lead?
I look back on those experiences. Okay, so let's talk about Katrina first. When we were displaced, we're in San Antonio, and then we come back to New Orleans. I truly believe in adverse situations like that, you find out a lot about the people that are in the building and on the team. So going through that, we knew when we got back to New Orleans who's in and who's out, quite honestly. So adverse conditions, I think, can be revealing in good and bad ways. I think Bounty, I was the interim general manager for 8 weeks. That's invaluable in my experience. So in regards to making decisions, dealing with the head coach, all the ups and downs that happened during the season, that, you know, that was a great experience for me. I took that as a positive.
How will you go about instilling confidence, respect, and discipline amongst the players in the locker room?
You know, that starts with the head coach, and that's why interviewing these guys is critical and getting to know their character and their personality. When Sean got to New Orleans, obviously he'd come from Bill Parcells. So right away, you felt that discipline immediately as he entered the building, and we needed that as a team in 2006. So I think it's just hiring the right coach to lead that charge, taking my plan, my philosophy, and pushing it in the locker room.
Ryan, I've got two questions. First, will you have final control over the 53 no matter who the head coach is?
The 53-man roster, to answer your question, yes. But in my experiences in New Orleans, and we mentioned this, Ted mentioned this, the relationship between the head coach and general manager, that's critical. So is the head coach and the quarterback. Those are the two most important relationships in the building. In my 15 years in New Orleans, I've never seen Mickey and Sean come to a major argument on something like that. And what's the reason for that? Because they have a great relationship. They talk every single day. So all those decisions, those are all hashed out because we're communicating in the relationship that we have. That's what I'm looking forward to.
My other question, I know you said you need to evaluate individuals, but do you like the structure the way it's set up now? Might you change it more to something like you had in New Orleans?
As far as the scouting structure, the front office structure? Yeah. In reality, the structures aren't that different right now from what we had in New Orleans. So, again, the structures are what they are. It's making sure you have the right people in place throughout that structure.
Ryan, I apologize if you've answered this already. Do you have final say on the head coach?
It is a group effort, and I'm going to lean heavily on George and Ted and Ernie Accorsi, who I admire tremendously. But, yes, I do have final say.
Again, I think we all respect you don't want to get into specifics with head coaches and players, but the biggest question probably facing this franchise is the quarterback. You were around Drew Brees in New Orleans for a long time. If you don't want to talk specifically about Cutler, I understand, but what are some of the things you look for in a quarterback as a talent evaluator?
The quarterback obviously is a critical, critical position to achieve sustained success, but it's not the only position. For us to have a lot of success, all 53 guys are going to be accounted for. So, yeah, I witnessed things with Drew Brees that I have in my mind, that I know why he was successful, and those are ingrained in me. But I want to get to know Jay. I want to get to know him further before I come to these conclusions.
Ryan, have there been any setbacks in your career, and I'm thinking specifically of Bounty Gate, that you learned from, things that you can use while you're with the Bears and maybe not repeat?
Yeah, I have learned from those, and I think I touched on those earlier, but the main thing about that is, hey, it's not always a honeymoon. I mean, I'm smiling today and things are great today, but how do you handle yourself when it's not that way? You know, how does a head coach handle himself when it's not that way? So I think I've learned that I can handle adversity and persevere through it. I'm a very competitive person, a very aggressive person, and challenges like that don't bother me.
Ryan, a lot has been made of your age being the youngest GM in the league. In what ways do you see that as an advantage?
First of all, I lean on my experiences in New Orleans. So, yeah, I'm 37, but I've seen a lot in those years. I think a lot more than a lot of people have with a lot of teams. And throughout that time, we've been a successful franchise. So I don't look at my age. I look at my experience in New Orleans. There's other GMs in the league that started off at a similar age. I can think of one right now that won the Super Bowl last year. So it doesn't concern me.
Ryan, I've got two questions for you. For starters, what's the length of the contract that you signed? And number two, when you were a pro guy, obviously you were doing reports on, you know, every team out there, most of the teams. What was your evaluation of Jay Cutler from afar?
The length of the contract, I'll just tell you this, I feel really, really good about being here. And I feel really good that I'm empowered. That's why I'm here, all right? In regards to Jay Cutler, again, I don't want to comment on specific things about him right now. Evaluating the quarterback is more than just what I see on tape. Evaluating the quarterback, there's a lot of other things that go into the position. And for me to fully answer that question, I need to get to know him as a person.
Ryan, over here. How did your involvement in the draft, specifically with New Orleans, develop over the years? And do you consider yourself to have a draft style?
That's a good question. In New Orleans, the pro and the college departments are blended together. So whether you're working on one side or another, you're really doing both. And I actually think that's important. So I was involved with the draft throughout my entire career. Obviously, that progressed as I ascended up the ladder in New Orleans as the director of player personnel the last 2 years. My style in regards to the draft, this is what I believe in. I believe to have sustained success, you must build your team through the draft, and you must strongly believe in player development. Those are important. That's very important. Hey, we're going to explore every avenue to get the best players here. So that can change year to year. In a perfect world, you're acquiring players in free agency that allow you to draft best player available in the draft.
Two-part question for you here. You said that it's a progressive plan while rebuilding, that you should be constantly improving at the same time. The last GM was here for 3 years, last head coach 2 years. Have you been given assurances from Ted and George that you will be given the time to do what you need to do? And also, what do you foresee as your biggest challenge with this team?
A winning league. You must win. We're all judged on wins and losses. I understand that. In fact, I thrive in that. So I know I'm evaluated on wins and losses. So as far as the time frame and all that, I'm not concerned with that. I want to win. And the challenges, the first step, again, is hiring the right head coach to help me lead that charge. And that's all I'm focused on right now. That's the most critical thing we can do right now. I think it helps me, again, to have a step-by-step plan in my head, a progressive plan, and right now that's hiring the head coach, step one.
Ryan, along those lines, are all of your head coach candidates in the – are they NFL coaches? And can we get a couple of initials maybe or anything?
No. I wish I could. I don't want to do that. We have coaching candidates – broad spectrum. Again, it's not for me, it's not, hey, is he college, is he offense, is he defense? It's the best man for the job. And hey, that's the process we're going through right now. Thorough interviews on these candidates is critical. Hey, and there's urgency. No question there's urgency. But the most important thing is that we get this right.
Ryan, how have you evolved as a college evaluator, having come up on the pro side, and what are the biggest differences between evaluating those two types of prospects?
Again, in New Orleans, we were blended together, so the whole time I'm doing college things. I think being in the building is an advantage. Coming up as a pro scout is an advantage. You understand the dynamics of the building. You witness the head coach-general manager relationship. You witness decisions happening every day. So I value that it came up on the pro side. You know what it takes at certain positions to succeed in the league. So as far as pro and college, again, it was a blend. And I think I'm actually glad I came in on the pro side.
Ryan, what was your involvement and role in acquiring Drew Brees?
That's a good question. And that was seriously a group effort. And I'm not just saying a generic answer. That seriously was. We talked about Drew Brees. Obviously, at the time, there was some concerns with the shoulder. We had a plan in place to possibly draft a quarterback and acquire a veteran free agent. If we didn't get Drew Brees, that was our backup plan. We were fortunate to get Drew. And, hey, once you get to know him, once you interview him, you realize, hey, he was coming off a shoulder, but this guy was going to persevere through that. So I remember we joke about our first training camp practice because Drew didn't throw the whole entire mini camps, OTAs. So we're in Millsaps in Jackson, and now here's Drew's first throw, right? And he drops back, and there's a little 5-yard out, and he skips it off the ground. And we all look at each other like, oh man. But that guy's work ethic, he progressed right through that, and obviously, you know, hey, he led us to a championship.
Ryan, you mentioned the importance of the synergy between the GM and the head coach. As you go through an urgent process of searching out the next head coach, how do you get a feel for the guys that you will blend with, that you'll have chemistry with?
You know, I think what was kind of cool about last night is we had a thorough interview, right? I was able to separate just me and him one-on-one for an extended period of time. And hey, you know, natural conversation flows. You get to know each other's personalities. And I think I'm a really good judge of character. I think I have good instincts. It helps me as an evaluator. And I think that applies to finding the right head coach, too. I think you feel it.
Ryan, you're obviously familiar with the NFC. Narrowing that scope down to the NFC North, two NFC North teams made the playoffs this year. What are the major differences you see between the Bears and teams like the Lions and the Packers?
This is a strong division, and that's the competitive part of me that's fired up and getting ready to go. Those teams have done a successful job of building their teams through the draft. So That's where we got to get to. We got to build our team strong through the draft to have sustained success. Honestly, I respect what Green Bay's done. I respect what Ted Thompson's done. I respect what Detroit's done. And, hey, they built through the draft, and they're sustaining success because of that.
You mentioned the draft a couple times, Ryan. So will you implement the old system of grading for this year? I mean, is this enough time for you to put the, your system in place, or do you have to go on the old one?
I'm still thinking about that. You know, I just found where my office was this morning, and the last 3 days have really felt like one day. But eventually, I really want to implement our system here. So it's something I'm comfortable with. I think it's something that's successful. And I'm excited about bringing new ideas to the Bears organization.
Ryan, before yesterday, when you met with Todd Bowles, what were your experiences when it comes to hirings and identifying the right people?
So I've hired and identified staff members. I've never hired or identified a head coach. So it's all new for me. And that's why I'm glad these guys are in the room with me. That's why I'm glad Ernie Accorsi is there. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame general manager that I can lean on. That's a resource. So that was my first experience last night, but I felt good about it.
Ryan, you talked about adversity in 2005, 2012. This year, a disappointing season for the Saints. What did you learn about yourself, your personnel, everything from going through this season with the Saints?
There's certain things I look back about this season that, you know, hey, I wish we could have done differently. I mean, leadership on the defensive side of the ball, things like that. Of course, we had injuries. We had turnovers. You turn over the ball, you're not going to win consistently. And so, hey, but I'm confident those guys are going to get that ship righted. Those evaluations are ongoing down there right now. That team is set up to have sustained success, and they're going to be right back at it next year. I know that.
Ryan, what are your thoughts on the role analytics play to a general manager, and how much will you implement them here?
It's an important role. I look at analytics as a tool in our toolbox to better evaluate players. It's just another tool. I don't want you guys thinking I'm some Moneyball GM. That's not me. But analytics is important. It's important. So it definitely will be blended into our scouting process. I know we already have a guy here on staff that was hired out of Stats, Inc. I'm excited about that. We were doing that in New Orleans. That's progressing right now, and I'm excited about that. It's definitely going to be a part of our process.
Ryan, with your on a personal level, with your experience as a former player at Eastern Illinois and several other Panthers in the NFL making impacts, what does it mean to you personally to come back to the Midwest and in this position?
I'm really, really excited about it. I was telling my wife, I remember leaving Eastern Illinois in some beat-up car, driving down to New Orleans for the job interview. And the other night, we're flying back here to become the general manager of the Chicago Bears. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of the path that I took. And it just makes me smile, you know.
Ryan, the Saints have a little bit of a tight salary cap situation. How familiar with what you've done down there are you with the cap and the way it works and everything that goes into that? Because obviously cap health can be important from year to year.
It's critical. You know, the Saints, it's a perceived tight cap situation. I think that's because that's a good team with a lot of veteran players and the quarterback. But I've been in enough meetings with Mickey and Kai Harley to know that they have a plan in place. I talked about this in the interview. The salary cap, that's not my background. I wanted these guys to know who I am. I come from an evaluation background. That's my strength. I think being a good GM is knowing your strengths and weaknesses, right? So I know Cliff Stein's here. I know Ted's here. And, again, I'm going to lean on them to help me with that. And I'll learn. Hey, my work ethic, that's one thing that's never been questioned. So if I need to improve in the salary cap into the business, I'm all on board with that. And I know Cliff and Ted will help me.
Ryan, you touched on this a little bit earlier with why now, but you turned down several other opportunities to interview for GM jobs. What made you choose the Bears to come and interview for this job? And is there a specific or two as to what you were told that convinced you to take this job?
There's in the NFL, I think there's guys that are always looking for their next job. And to me, that can be a little selfish. My entire focus was on making the Saints better every day. And I was confident that if I worked hard and we won games, that one day this opportunity would come. And I talked to Mickey and Sean about this at length. Guys, you only get one first shot at this. This is a dream for me. You only get one first shot. So it better be right. And the more I thought about this, when I came up here, and honestly, they were interviewing me but I was interviewing them. It's got to be a fit both ways for it to work. And the moment I walked in the building, and I met George and I met Ted, and I can just feel it. I'm telling you, I feel it here. This is going to be set up to win and sustain success. I'm excited about it. So once I got in the building, I met the ownership, the historic franchise, the city of Chicago, coming back to Illinois. My wife's from here. Everything just felt right. And again, I trust my instincts and my gut, and that's why I'm here.
Very similar question, but to follow up on that, how much credit will you have to give your father-in-law for taking this position?
You know, I haven't talked to him yet since this happened, and I'm really looking forward to that conversation. My brother-in-law, too. So it's funny, when me and Stephanie were married and he did the toast, and his toast was, hey, I'm going to root for the Saints every game except for when they play the Chicago Bears. So he said that the whole way through. So I think about my time at Eastern Illinois, too. I was surrounded by Bears fans, and my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, the big Bears fans. So now we can all be together in this. So that's exciting.
Ryan, this kind of follows Hub's question a little there. This being the Bears and not some other franchise, not the Dolphins or the Texans or Carolina, a storied franchise, is there anything that you will do differently because it is the Bears as opposed to another NFL team with less of a history?
That's a good question. But I think whatever team you're with or organization you're with, my plan and my philosophy is my philosophy. That's my plan. So that I would apply that anywhere. I mean, it's not, you know, I would apply that anywhere. So it's not, I mean, I am proud to be here. I'm excited to be part of a historic franchise. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. But to be honest, my plan would apply whatever team I was with.
Ryan, this team historically has been identified with strong defenses and strong running games.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears kind of got away from that the last couple of years. Do you see a value in going back to that?
Yeah, let's face the facts. The weather here, I'm experiencing it right now. It's, you know, it can be brutal. And to win in that environment, you got to be able to run the ball. You got to play tough defense. When you think about the Chicago Bears' identity over the years, it's tough, physical defense. And we're going to get back to that.
When you talk about getting the right man for the job as head coach, what does that mean? Describe your priorities and what you're looking for when you sit down with a head coach and you're interviewing him.
You know, the thing is, I think every head coach is going to have a different personality. I mean, we can talk about head coaches in the NFL that are in the playoffs right now. They're all successful. All their personalities are so different. I'm influenced by Sean Payton a little bit, you know, because I saw what he brought. And so I think about qualities like Sean came from Parcells, so discipline. That was important right off the bat. But Sean has a charisma and a confidence and an energy to him that's infectious, and I think that's important, you know. When a head coach gets in front of the room, think about it. He's selling his plan to the players, and there needs to be buy-in. And Sean Payton has that, and we'll be looking for some of those qualities.
Ryan, can you give an example of a lesson you learned from a mistake? Was there ever a situation, maybe an evaluation or whatever, where you made a mistake and didn't make that again?
I've never made a mistake. You know, when I first started with the Saints, so I was a scouting, I might have just become a pro scout or a scouting assistant. We were in the draft, and I want to be honest with you guys, honest assessment. And when I talk about taking best player available, you got to be careful in the draft. That's what I believe in. Because in the draft, it can be human nature to want to push up a position that you need. And that doesn't happen on draft day. That happens in the process leading into the draft, right? So we're talking about defensive linemen, and we really need a D lineman. Hey, I know we don't have great grades on this player, but we're pushing them up because we need it, right? So we drafted a defensive tackle in 2003 that didn't end up being a good player for us, and I think that was partly because we pushed him up because it was a need. We should have just taken best player available. Honest answer.
Ryan, I don't need to tell you that the Senior Bowl is, what, 8-9 days away, something like that, or Senior Bowl week. You talked about the importance of being thorough in interviewing your coaches, but the clock's ticking, too. How do you weigh the two things?
There's an urgency, no question. And I think about the Senior Bowl a lot. That's important. But I don't think that overrides getting the right head coach. I'll be at the Senior Bowl. We'll have all our scouts there. I'm confident. But I don't want that to rush us into the decision on a head coach.
Do you think you'll have a coach by then?
I can't answer that. You know, we're going through the process right now.
Ryan, you go on a
Dan's question earlier about defense. Is there a defensive philosophy that you favor through your experiences, whether it's 4-3, 3-4, anything like that?
You know, the thing now, I guess the philosophy that I favor is a coach that can adjust to the players that he has. You know, a coach that can a coach can adjust his defense to the players, not pigeonhole players into his scheme, you know? So I think that's an important trait when I think about a coach, the willingness to adjust your scheme to maximize your players' talents.
Ryan, given your youth, the fact that you are a first-time general manager, might you be drawn to a head coach with more experience?
Again, it's the best candidate. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be head coaches that we interview that are younger that, hey, just like me, they have a lot of years in the league, you know, and they've gone through a lot of things. And, hey, I don't want to always think that age is an indicator of experience.
Ryan, I don't know if you already answered this, but do you have a time frame for getting the head coach in? Is it important to have him for the college All-Star games? You know, when would you like ideally to have a coach in?
There's no set time frame. There's not. There's an urgency to it, but again, the most important thing is that we get the right guy. This is the critical thing right now.
We got time for a few more.
Ryan, what about the structure of you reporting to Ted and the coach reporting to you? Did you feel particularly good about?
I think just getting to know Ted and everything that I've heard about Ted. And Ted, honestly, reminds me a lot of Mickey Loomis, who I've worked with in New Orleans. So I think there's an automatic connection. I think our relationship is going to be important. You know, me and Ted's daily communication. As with me, so I'm comfortable with the hierarchy here. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't comfortable with that. First of all, they've been in the league for a long, long time. They have a lot of experiences that I can lean on. Hey, there's no denying. Like you guys have stated numerous times, I'm a young GM. I'm going to lean on his experience. I'm going to continue to lean on Ernie Accorsi, too. So, and other mentors I have throughout the league. But Ted and Mickey, their temperaments are similar. Their experiences are similar. It's just a similar personality.
Ryan, you seem pretty at ease. How have you prepared yourself to deal with a demanding Chicago media and even a depressed Chicago Bears fan base in this large of a market?
I'm surprised that I'm at ease. You know, I don't know. I know this is part of the job. You know, I know I'm excited about it. Hey, I know everybody here, the fans and the media, you guys are passionate. You guys are big Bears fans. I'm sure everybody in here is a passionate Bears fan. And it's up to me to lead that charge. And it started yesterday when they hired me, and we're going full speed.
Ryan, when do you plan to get to know Jay Cutler? Do you plan on calling him tonight or, you know, going over to his house or something like that?
You know, I just found my office this morning. I have a list. I'm going to meet with him soon. But right now, seriously, I'm really narrowed in on this head coach right now. I think I'll have time to talk to Jay. I don't have a set date, if that answers your question.
Ryan, you've talked a lot about building through the draft, obviously had a lot of success in New Orleans at various positions. Because of Drew Brees' presence, didn't really have to worry about drafting a quarterback, I don't believe. Is there particulars? Is it different evaluating that position? Are there other, you know, things that go into that specifically?
You know, I think a lot of people would say that obviously the intangibles for the quarterback position is critical, right? And there's things that, you know, that might carry more weight for me on a quarterback than maybe another evaluator. And Drew's left an impression on me regarding that. But I think you evaluate every position the same way. Does he possess – there's certain traits and qualities that you look for in each position, but overall, discipline, toughness, instincts, intelligence. We want reliable players that you know what you're getting from them on game day.